Good evening. Welcome to our Good Friday service here at Ascension Lutheran Church. We're pleased to have you join us in person the first time, having had two Good Friday services only online, and those of you who are joining us from home. Those of you who have entered the sanctuary, hopefully you got a nail on your way in. Hold on to it. As a reminder of the nails that were placed into the wrists and to the feet of Jesus, try not to drop it. If you do, that's okay. At the end of the worship service, we will depart in silence, and you'll be excused by row, and there's a tin bucket in the middle of the aisle, and we invite you to drop your nail into the bucket, creating that resonating sound that perhaps the hammer might have made on the nails that hung our Savior upon the cross. I invite you tonight to open your hearts and lives and allow the story that has changed history to transform you and enlighten you. Allow God's story to be heard in all the corners of your lives. And may the cross that held a Savior, bring you to a place of new life. Please stand as you are able. I'm not greeting you tonight with the typical apostolic greeting, for today is not the day. No, today is not the day, because we have taken the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and we've nailed it to the cross. Because we have abused the love of God and we have nailed it to the cross. Because we have forsaken the communion of the Holy Spirit and nailed it to the cross. We have forsaken everything Jesus came to teach us and to show us. We have forgotten everything that was promised to us. We have given in to selfish ambition and thought only about ourselves. No, today is not the day. Today is the church is the day the church calls Good Friday, but to the world, today is Black Friday because of suffering, shame, and perhaps even guilt. According to the gospel of the world, Good Friday comes the day after Thanksgiving, and today is nothing but a black smear on the logic of faith. But we don't celebrate or proclaim that gospel today. Today is not about the world or even to us. No, today is about God. Today is the day that God calls good, because redemption happens right before our very eyes. Because no longer do we spill blood to get to God. Here God has spilled God's own blood to get to us. Tonight, as we walk the way of the cross, we will encounter again the places and people that Jesus met on the way to death. And after each step along the way, we will extinguish a candle, our brokenness dimming the light of the world. We journey together tonight along the Via Dolorosa, the way of suffering. And we do it together, a nail in each of our hands. A nail is the only thing we can offer God on this day. Today, as we look to the cross, we look to the one who took on flesh and lived among us, the one who stretched his left hand into the past and his right into the future, his feet firmly nailed to the earth. Never again for God to be apart from creation. Never again for creation to be apart from God. This day is good, despite what the world may think, because no longer is God confined to past, to future, or even just to paradise. For today, God is in, with, and under all of it. My friends, God is with us, and God goes before us, even to death. Let us pray together. We adore you and we bless you, Lord Jesus Christ, here and everywhere in the whole world, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. May your song of love unknown mark our journey tonight, and your sacred head our hope for tomorrow. We look to you now, O Lord, as we journey together. Amen. You may be seated. By Judas. A reading from Luke chapter 22, beginning with the 39th verse. Jesus came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, Jesus said to them, "Pray that you may not come into the time of trial." Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw. He knelt down and he prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. When he got up from prayer, he came to the disciples and he found them sleeping because of grief. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not come into the time of trial." While Jesus was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, "Judas, is it with a kiss that you are going to betray the Son of Man?" When those who were around him saw what was coming, they asked, "Lord, should we strike with the sword?" Then one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched his ear, and he healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple police, and the elders who had come for him, "Have you come out with swords and clubs, as if I were a bandit? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness." And then they seized Jesus and they led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house. The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. We pray together. Lord, we beg you to forgive us for the careless judgments we have so often made in the courtrooms of our minds. Help us to understand that while we are entitled to our opinions, the world is not always anxious for us to express them. The words of Scripture, "But Jesus remained silent," and "Judge not that you not be judged," ring in our ears. Following your example, help us never again to betray innocent blood by our judgment of others, and hear us as we confess to you our sins.
Jesus goes before Pilate and Herod. A reading from Matthew 27, beginning at verse 11. Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus said, "You say so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he did not answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many accusations they make against you?" But he gave him no answer, and even to a single change, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the festival, the governor was accustomed to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone whom they wanted, And at that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Jesus Barabbas. So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Messiah?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that they had handed him over. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, for today I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus killed. The governors again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." And Pilate said to them, "Then what should I do with Jesus who is called the Messiah?" And all of them said, "Let him be crucified." And then he asked, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he could do nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took some water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." Then the people as a whole answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." So he released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray together.
That hope is revealed in the person of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. We are certain that you,
O God, are true and cannot lie. Enable us to be steadfast in faith, as your Son has been steadfast to us. And like him, empower us to pick up our crosses and begin to follow in faith where he had first led the way. We ask only that you go with us, that you forgive us for adding weight to the crosses of others and your own cross by our willful and thoughtless behavior in our homes, in our work, and out at our play. Amen.
Jesus is led away. A reading from Luke chapter 23, beginning with the 26th verse. As they led Jesus away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him, and they made him carry it behind Jesus. A great number of the people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children.
For the days are surely coming when they will say, blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed. Then they will begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry? The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray together. Lord Jesus, each of us is thrown into unexpected situations in life, and knowing what to do, how to do it, how to react, and when to become involved is sometimes difficult. We pray now for your guidance through the Holy Spirit, and further the courage to do your will. And then, Lord, when we do respond in daily life, let us never look back with doubt, but always ahead to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Denies Jesus, a reading from John 18, beginning at verse 15. Simon Peter and another disciple followed Jesus. Since that disciple was known to the high priest, he went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter was standing outside at the gate. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out, spoke to the woman who guarded the gate, and brought Peter in. The woman said to Peter, you are not also one of the man's disciples, are you? And he said, I am not. Now the slaves and the police had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing around it and warming themselves. Peter also was standing with them and warming himself. Then the high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and about his teaching. Jesus answered, I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in synagogues and the temple, where all the Jews come together. I have said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who heard what I said to them. They know what I said. When he had said this, one of the police standing nearby struck Jesus on the face, saying, is that how you answer the high priest? And Jesus answered, if I have spoken wrongly, testify to the wrong. But if I have spoken rightly, why do you strike me? Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself, and they asked him, you are not also one of his disciples, are you? He denied it and said, I am not. One of the slaves of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, did I not see you in the garden with him? Again, Peter denied it, and at that moment, the cock crowed. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray together.
God, our comforter, you are a refuge and a strength for us, a helper close at hand in a time of distress. Forgive us for leaving you stranded.
Forgive us for our lack of faith.
Forgive us for being silent when your words of grace were locked behind our tongues. We have often followed Peter and denied you. Enable us to hear your words of faith, that our fear is expelled, our loneliness eased, our anxiety calmed, and our hope reawakened. Send your Spirit upon us once more to grant us courage to proclaim you as Lord of all. Amen.
Jesus is stripped of his clothing. A reading from Mark chapter 15, beginning with the 16th verse. Then the soldiers led Jesus into the courtyard of the palace, that is, the governor's headquarters. And they called together the whole cohort, and they clothed him in a purple cloak. And after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. And they began saluting him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They struck his head with a reed. They spat upon him, and they knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak, and they put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. The Lord be with you. We pray together. Gentle Jesus, you have brought us face to face with the mystery of life's suffering. With sensitivity, you show your love for all who suffer. Humbly, you ask us not to question why. It is not for us to rob this mystery of its secret. Forgive our lack of understanding, and stand with us no matter what it is we face. Amen.
Score for me, surrounded.
Jesus is nailed to the cross. A reading from Mark 15, beginning at verse 25. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified Jesus. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "Aha, you who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking him among themselves and saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now so that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also taunted him. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah." And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come and take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who had stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was God's son." There were also women looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James the younger, and of Jesus, and Salome. These used to follow him and provided for him when he was in Galilee. And there were many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem. The Lord be with you. And also with you. We pray together. Lord, in this final moment, we pledge our fidelity, our faithfulness to you. As you leave us,
Jesus is laid within the tomb. A reading from John chapter 19, beginning with the 38th verse. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one, because of his fear of the Jews, asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission. So he came and removed his body. Nicodemus, who at first had come to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and they wrapped it with the spices in linen cloths, according to the burial custom of the Jews. Now there was a garden in the place where he was crucified, and in that garden there was a tomb in which no one had ever been laid. And so, because it was a Jewish day of preparation and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. We pray together. Lord, we have come to the moment when time meets eternity. Past, present, and future blend together. The past records memories of your passion and death. The present gives opportunities for loving and serving you. The future promises a fuller life for having walked with you along the way of the cross. Now, Lord, we actively await the fulfillment of your promise with underlying hope. In Jesus' name, amen. Our voices are silenced with all of creation. The world is full of grief and despair at the death of God.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you Trump.